Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Of course, those lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts are aiming to give a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. It reads, "The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven." My goodness, enough in one verse for four or five sermons, let alone one little five-minute podcast. However, let's see what we can do in 5 minutes. The sun is the radiance of God's glory. Radiance, suggesting almost a blinding breakthrough of light, but not light that blinds us for no purpose. Light that reveals God to us. Light made personal, as in John chapter 1, verse 9 to 14. "The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world." God's light flooded into our world through and in Jesus Christ. Jesus has God's glory. Jesus has God's nature. It's stamped, the wax impression of a stamp. It's an exact representation. It's the way an image was stamped on coins. Also, we get references to this in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation." Or John 14, 9, Jesus saying, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father?" John chapter 1, verse 18, "No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only who is at the Father's side, has made him known." We have been shown what we need to see, the heart, the nature of God. The being, of course, here is not physical, but God's essence. As the NRSV says, the exact imprint of God's very being. Jesus reveals who God is, i.e. what he is really like, not just his words, although that too, a bit more than just a chip off the old block, something much deeper. Jesus has the power here to sustain the created universe, it says, which was of course made through him, Colossians 1, 17. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And then he talks about purification. He provided purification for sins, going a lot more than just forgiveness. It makes us pure. We then have access to God, which we'll talk more about in chapters 2 and 4. It's an incredible of what Jesus has done for us. His character is perfect, his creative work is perfect, and his saving work is perfect. How lucky we are to know him, or have the chance to know him. And not only that, but he's sitting at the right hand. Sitting down is an honor reserved for the heir. Seated, not standing, because his work is completed. All his sacrifice is completed. No more is necessary. The one sitting at the right hand shares the sovereignty and authority of the one on the throne, as in God. Jesus is Lord of the past, the future, and the present. So therefore, what have we to fear? This radiance of God's glory, this exact representation of God's being, the one who sustains all things in this universe, and the one who provided the purification for our sins and sat down in victory and glory at the right hand of the Father, the majesty in heaven. This is the one we serve. This is the one we follow. This is the one who loves us enough to die on a cross. What need we fear? The only true answer is nothing. May this thought be an encouragement to you today as much as it is to me sharing it with you. Next time we'll go on to verse 4. If you get a chance, pop over to iTunes, look for MCCX and these podcasts, and give us a review and some stars if you wouldn't mind. If you've got any suggestions for other podcasts, do contact me and let me know. Verse 4 comes next time. Until then, have a wonderful day and God bless.